was late at night in the kitchen. At the end of a long and cruel day, she sits all alone in the darkness, 'cause her candle has just burnt away. And she's told that she can't have another, 'cause her master is going through hard times. Yet her hands are still sore and bleeding from the silver and gold she must shine. She knows that she should go to bed now, 'cause tomorrow is just 4 hours away. But for 6 days a week, all she has are these hours at the end of the day, when her mind is left free to wander through a life that she can call her own. Not chained to the whims of a master who tries to get blood from a stone. Vanity Fair, you have more than your share, much more than you ever will need. When you sit in your church, while your soul you do search, don't you think he's aware of your greed? Vanity Fair, how can you bear to look in the mirror each day, while you're draining the lives of your servants at strife to keep you in luxury you never worked for? It's your hands in the fire, but theirs that get burned. One thing in her life that is good, a young man she rushes to see in her afternoon off by the river, when the world is so happy and free, where they dream of a life together in a place that they can call their own. They know in their hearts it can't happen, they are two birds that never have flown. Vanity Fair, you have more than your share, much more than you ever will need. When you sit in your church, while your soul you do search, don't you think he's aware of your greed? Fair, how can you bear to look in the mirror each day, while you're draining the lives of your servants that strive to keep you in luxury you never worked for? It's your hands in the fire, but theirs that get burned. Vanity Fair, you have more than your share, much more than you ever will need. When you sit in your church, while your soul you do search, don't you think he's aware of your greed?